The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm so happy you're here. Happiness Solved is the place where we explore everything you need to become the best possible version of you. This is Sandy Scarlatta, and today I've got some exciting news for our dedicated listeners. We've just launched our exclusive members-only portal. This is your ticket to a world of additional content designed to deepen your understanding and engagement with the Happiness Solved mission. To learn more about all of the exciting benefits, stay tuned until the end of the episode where I will explain in greater detail. For those interested now, head over to happinesssolved.supercast.com. Today is another amazing conversation, so let's get started. Jennifer Mason, it's such a pleasure to have you here today with me. Thank you so much for being here. How's everything going this week for you?
Oh, thank you. It's really good. I'm excited. This is a big time for me with my daughters getting married and all this. So putting all the fun things together and traveling for that. So it's a great week. Thank you.
Oh, exciting. I haven't gone down that path yet. And I have two stepdaughters in their early 30s, and my son's just out of college. I think we both have a son that is 23, and I'm like, 30, that's the year to get married when you're 30, right? Trying to push it off as long as I can. Well, that's so exciting. So for our audience, Jennifer Mason is the founder of the Freedom Portal, which is a compassionate and visionary platform that supports individuals in pursuing their dreams. And I love that for 20 years, you have been empowering young adults and their mentors to unravel life's most profound questions, guiding them in the simultaneous discovery and manifestation of their life's purpose. That is so needed in today's world. And we both know that, right? Because we have, you know, men that are 23 and they're like, I don't know. You know, I mean, how many people really know what they want to do, right?
At that age. Navigating that path is really fun if you allow it to be fun instead of being stressed, like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And, you know,
I know. And I feel like society puts so many pressures on young adults. That's just so unnecessary. Let them just ease into it and let's get rid of that pressure and all of that, you know? So before we dive into that, can you talk about what your backstory is and how you got to where you are today, you know, embarking on this journey that you're on?
How much of a backstory would you like?
You know what? As much as you want to give.
It's colorful.
I love sharing people's stories because that's how we learn as humans, right? Yeah. We learn from stories and hearing people that have overcome challenges, and now you're living your life like fully on purpose right now, is just so many people want to get to that point, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was young, I was 16, and I was looking at the way things were structured in my existence and my world and the beliefs that I took on and all of that. And I was like, I feel like we might be here for a little bit more than, ooh, you got to find this career and do this structured plan that we're all laid out to do in this culture. And I was like, nah. I'm here to find like what those yogis in the Himalayas know that are sitting there meditating for all these years. They're onto something different. I want to know that. And joy, like have fun and travel and explore. These are the things that I was like, that's the route I'm taking. And so I didn't know how to get to the Himalayas at that age. I didn't know how to, do all of that. So I ended up meeting this person in Colorado. I live in Colorado, from Colorado, and very, very powerful, strong psychic, strong personality, extremely like psychic. It was just blew my world open, my mind, to all these possibilities, had all this understanding and interest with exposed to like all of the different cultures and religions and magic and all this stuff from all around the world. So the day I turned 18, I got up and I left and I moved into that world and I told nobody where I was going.
Wow.
And yeah, so I lived in this world and we just had this amazing library. I could study all of this stuff. But what started to unfold is this person was very black magic. It was not for the world, for the group, for the love. It was very, very self-motivating and all of that. And that took me a while to realize and understand because, you're getting fed all of this like energy and power and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, wow, I don't know anything, And so I was really young and what's the word? Like a absorb, what's conditionable, I guess, that kind of stuff.
Impressionable, maybe.
Impressionable. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. I knew you had the word, Sandy. Yeah, after a few years, I ended up getting pregnant. And then I had my daughter. She was there for about a year. And I was like, whoa, that's when things started opening up. I was like, this is not right. I got to get out of here. How am I going to get out of here? And that was a whole story in and of itself just to figure that out. But I did. And I realized not for another 10, like maybe 10 years ago, that that was a cult-like situation. I didn't even realize it after.
Well, I was sitting here going, it kind of sounds like a cult, but I was waiting
I
for you. I didn't want to make
thought
any, yeah.
that
I didn't want to make assumptions there, but I was like,
it's a good assumption. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, ooh, that's interesting. So, but from that, I learned and I really like realized all of the extra things that are accessible to people, all to all of us. Every single one of us, every single one of us, we just don't know how to access it. So then I spent, trying to still understand and access it and that kind of thing. And then, so things were moving along. And then I was at a point in my life where I went on a trip with my whole family. My dad took us all to Hawaii. And this is a really significant story because, and I'll play back to it, but it goes back to the beginning of where I made these beliefs. But my dad, at the very first day of this trip, he takes me aside and he tells me he's very financially successful and wealthy and all this kind of stuff. And he proceeds to tell me that he has just written his will and his trust and all this kind of stuff. And that I was pretty much nixed out of it. And I was like, what? Why? And what the heck is going on? And it's because I couldn't do that trajectory, and it scared them that, well, what will happen? The government or somebody's going to all be able to get in and get through Jennifer and take all of her money or, on all this kind of stuff. And but what it did to me was really showed me how they viewed me, how my family disrespected me and how they viewed me and all this kind of stuff. And that just tore me into a really, really painful, dark place that lasted for about a year and a half. And that's what I always, when I was reading, when I was in that cult, you read about the dark night of the soul and all this. And I was like, I'm good. Yeah. So this really took me on a journey, Sandy, where I was, I got so drained just energetically and everything that I'd get up at 8 in the morning, and by 10, I felt like I'd ran a 20-hour day. Like I just couldn't function. And the only thing I had accessible to me at that time for that whole time was meditating. That's just all I could do. Everything started to disintegrate out of my life after that. My boyfriend, my best friend, my income all disappeared. My car broke down. My computer broke. My phone broke. Like it was just one thing after another, got an eviction notice. By the time I got the eviction notice, I didn't even care. Like it was like, yeah, what else? Like,
oh my gosh. You
know? Yeah. So the way I viewed it was that I was going through a tiny little point, you know, the size of an atom, and anything that wasn't going through with me was just being taken out of my life, and what I was left with is my dog and kids.
Oh, wow. That's a rough place to be in.
It was a little rough, but what I noticed, what I realized from it, was I was like, okay, now I've learned through all of my studies and everything that we create our reality. So I have to be responsible for this. And I'm like, I couldn't get it. I was like, where did this come from? What is going on here? And then one morning I got up 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, I was back in bed. I was just dying. And all of a sudden it clicked in my head. I was like, I remember when I was in middle school, assuming the belief that my dad was evil. Money and power made him that way because him and I had such an intense, really ugly relationship, you know? And so I started making these beliefs that it was because of money.
Right.
Well, of course he's, you know, later down the line, he's a puppet in my reality, right? Everything's a reflection of what we create. And I created that. And oh my goodness, I popped up out of bed. I just started laughing. I was like, what kind of cosmic joke is this? Like, really? We have to go this far into this. But that's what it took for me to get it. So yeah. So that really was empowering, you know, to realize like, wow, if I can do that for my beliefs, one, I need to change these beliefs at a core level. And two, what else can you do? You know, so that was a big part of my journey, really coming into that. And then I have one more little story that'll bring us up to date is that during 2020, at the end of 2020, I was living in this awesome little cabin in town. It had a creek running through. It was hidden, so people in town didn't even know it was there, even if they were walking right by it. It was just amazing. And I really loved it. But my landlady was just crazy. She was horrible. She was very invasive and really into my business. And she called me one day. And she called me mad, saying that she was mad that I didn't have her flag on my door. And I was like, I'm not sporting a flag. I'm paying the rent here. This is my house right now. And we got into a big argument. So I hung up the phone, and this was that straw that broke the camel's back for me. This was the moment that just popped me open into a whole new level, where I got so triggered and mad that anybody had any type of like control over me, and that I'm like working so hard and I'm giving her all my money and I'm not actually living my full dreams. The cabin was part of my dream, but being a slave to it was not, and to her.
Right.
I just started screaming to the universe. I just popped open and I started screaming, I'm free. I'm abundant. And I would stamp into the ground and imagine the quantum field of all of eternity. Like, I hear you. Okay. Yes, we're changing. And I was like, right now, not tomorrow, not in an hour, right now. And I did this for like an hour. Like I totally popped everything into a new paradigm. Wow. And then after that, I sat down for a couple hours and had to like readjust everything inside of me and be like, okay, if that's true, then I have to believe it and accept it and know it and realize it. And I'm like, okay, well, then where in the world am I going right now? And I scanned the world for a while, and I ended up in Colombia mentally, and I really explored it, and it felt amazing. And this all happened on a Friday. On Sunday, I bought a one-way ticket to Colombia. I found it for $89. And I just bought a one-way ticket to Colombia, and I left, and I toured all of Colombia solo for 2 months. And that, going with the flow and really realizing what it was like to just be and be natural and manifest everything along the way without exceptional, like, but going through the flow of the trust of it, you know? And so that really just got me into that, like, consistent journey of trusting.
Wow.
And yeah. Yeah. And then since then, I've been to like 20 different countries. I'm going to India again next month, and then somewhere afterwards, I don't know where, Bali or Sri Lanka or something. And just like that just opened it up. And I keep practicing all of these and learning more and more about manifesting and creating and really realizing it's the way that we think. Oh. It really, really is. And adjusting the way that we arrange our mind is all we need to do. And that's what I want to just share to everybody.
Well, it's so simple.
It is.
It's not always easy, right? Because what people don't realize is that the universe is very neutral.
Yeah.
So whether you're thinking negative thoughts or positive thoughts, it doesn't matter. You're going to get back whatever you're putting out there. Mm-hmm. So there's so much you just unpacked there. So I want to get back to manifesting and talking about that. In terms of working with, because I know that you have in your bio that you're on a mission to empower 1 million young adults to become self-realized and create their desired reality by 2030. So what are you doing today? And because of what you went through being in a cult, is that what kind of precipitated this to help them, to help young adults? Like did that play a part in why you want to, you know, have this mission to empower 1 million young adults?
I would say it was more of why I went into it. From that very beginning, when I told you I was 16, I was like, this isn't this. And I know so many kids feel that, right? Everybody's right. Like, well, but I want to do this, but oh, it's not going to be financially good for you. You know, that's the big thing that they get. So I would say more about that than the fact that I was actually in it. But I do realize that that's kind of the cult thing, I guess, is sort of a thing right now where people are losing their kids to some of these cults, and that they're in that process. And I'm on the other end of gone through that and healing my relationship with my family and everything from that. So that's maybe a little bit of a detour for specific people. But what I'm doing right now is I have taken all of these lessons and teachings and everything together. And I've created this, it's a 6-week challenge. It's online. It's all in an app, actually, where you download the app. And in here, I take people are going to go through a journey, right? They're going to go through this journey of, okay, this is what I really want, and I don't know how to get there. And I give you in this process, I'm very good at doing these instant guided meditations, instantaneous meditations. So there's a lot of those in there. And then I also have a background in art. I'm a fine artist. So I understand the importance of using both sides of your brain. So first thing we do is we go into a meditation. And then when you come out of it without thinking, I have you go into an art journal and start expressing. And a lot more stuff starts to come through and sort of solidify or different ideas through that process. But then we also go through, you know, the things that come up for you. Like, well, this has happened. Like I have, you know, I realize I have this issue with my father or whatever it is. And we work through how you go through those beliefs like I had to with my dad and money, you know, so we will get in really deep. And so I do that. You can either do it directly, just through the program itself, or you can also have coaching. And then the other part is I travel the world extensively, like I said. So I like to really connect with the kids and the cultures when I'm around the world and talk with them. And we exchange so much. They offer me so many different perspectives, you know, just being young or being in different parts of the world, different cultures. And then I offer them, you know, these different ideas. And I just build all of these powerful relationships all around the world as I do that. And I want to get more and more involved in that with really, you know, immersing myself further and further into different communities and cultures.
Wow. Now, where can people find this app to download?
Well, I can put it on the link on, at the, you know, that you can share on here, cause it's kind of hard to write out.
So yeah, just make sure I have that in
portal-passion.io. Like it's a whole funny thing.
Okay. So it's on passion.io. Perfect. So yeah. So I'll make sure that we have that. So it goes into the show notes. So for anybody listening, if you're interested in this app for your young adults in your life, just go to the show notes and there'll be a link that you can access that directly. Awesome.
Absolutely. And I also have, can I just say real quick, sorry.
Please.
Yeah. I have a calendar link that's really easy. Then we could just get a free one-on-one call together. And that's something that's very easy and accessible to really like get in deep then with that. Yeah. And it's not just for the young adults. It's for everybody.
For anyone. Oh, that's awesome.
Dads and singles or whatever.
I love that you're doing that. I know I plan to start a nonprofit. It's kind of in the works, and it's the Peak Performance Mindset Academy. And it's, you know, primarily for young athletes to have access to mindset coaching to help them in their sports. And I really want to focus on underprivileged areas because those are the kids that need it the most. And they're just sponges. Don't you find that with the, you know, they're sponges and you work with these kids and they're even the young adults, because they haven't been around long enough to be totally destroyed, right? By society and all these expectations. And, you know, you're only talking about a few years you got to get rid of, but I just love that. And anything we can do for today's youth, because what society, and especially here in the United States, what people are failing to remember is that these kids are our future.
Yeah.
This is our future of the world, whether it's here in the United States or abroad. Like, this is our future of this planet, and we have to take care of these kids.
Yes. And inspire them into if you've gone down this road of the structure and you weren't happy, then why are we prescribing it to the kids? Like it's this perpetual cycle of what? Why?
Exactly. So this is a perfect segue back into manifestation. So you've got a young adult or anybody for that matter, and they're like, I hear all this about manifestation. What is the first thing that you share with somebody? Like manifestation 101. Let's just go there.
Okay. I would say the first thing that comes up for me right now that, you know, is that there is a difference like night and day between visualizing and manifesting or imagining. So manifesting is more in the imagination, and people don't realize that is the power, is the imagination. That's why when people do all these visual boards or affirmations and they work for some and not others, or sometimes and not others, it's because the people that it works for activate it by being there in their imagination, where it's so real and lucid that it's like, oh, I've been there. Like one time I had a dream. This was not intentional, but it gives the point, is that I had this very lucid dream where I was flying through those long skinny mountains of China, you know, and that's the only reason I would want to go to China myself, is to be in those mountains and experience that. Well, that was so lucid and real for me that I don't even need to go. Like, to me, I've been, I've had the experience. So it's the same thing when we imagine, if we have something we really desire, whether it's like, I lost my keys, you know, it doesn't always need to be this whole huge lifestyle thing, but it obviously can be, that's all a part of it, but it can be anything. Like, you imagine, like, here they are. You feel the relief. You found the keys. Like, yay, I got them. And isn't that a funny place that I left them? You know, and you imagine that. And it's so lucid and real that that's what manifests. That's what creates the everything instantly is like, here. This is it. You know, but if we're just visualizing or like forcing, like, I want my keys and trying to, I'm affirming I have my keys with all that like anxious energy or
it's resistance.
It is resistance. Yeah. Thank you. That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. That was beautifully said. Thank you so much. So I always like to give my audience some golden nuggets. So when it comes to manifesting, what is a couple of things that people can do right now to help them tap into that and to get out of their own way, because people, you know, this, I always go back to The Secret, which was a wonderful introduction. And that was, it was just an introduction where it talked about visualize. So people just sit and they're like, okay. And they're visualizing. How can people take that to the next step?
So one way to help you get into the next step to believe it is, let's say when you jump in your car and you are getting ready to drive home or let's make it even a little bit more like you're driving somewhere new that you've never been before to somebody else's home. Let's say when you get into that car or even before that, when you make the decision, you're doing that in yourself, it's already done. Like you believe it, you know it, like it's a done deal. It's not a big issue.
It's just
a decision and you've accepted it and you go along with it and then you know, then you're there. And it's the same thing when you're manifesting. So when you go into it first, understand it's that easy. Like you just, I'm there. Like, so that's one thing to help you get from like, oh, I got to take this big like journey of like all this stuff. Like, no, just first of all, know it's easy. Like you said at the beginning. And then the second thing I would say is manifesting and using your imagination, your creative intelligence has a lot more power and malleability when it's in the alpha or theta state of your brain. So your brain frequencies are more in that meditative state, which is you're always in that right before you fall asleep and right when you wake up in the morning. So when you wake up in the morning and you kind of catch yourself like, oh yeah, I'm a human and I'm in this body. And, you know, and before you like jump up and do everything or go back to sleep, kind of like be in that space of, and then you go into your desired reality. That's where it's very lucid. Think of this as a dream, just like that's a dream. You know, everything's just the same. And then explore it and play in it, you know, and have this one scene that means it's fulfilled. So you're living the fulfilled scene over and over again, and allow yourself to feel the joy of it, the relief and the senses. Allow your body to really like see the lighting and the colors and the people, hear the people or the sounds, you know, get very sensory about it as well and play in that. And then you let it go. That's the thing. You got to let it go. Just like, when you're going to somebody's house, you're getting in the car, you're not like, I have to focus on this, you know, like you let it go and you go, you're there, you know? So you've got to trust that, And that's something that I love to do. I love to take people into these meditations and go through that journey and really bring it to that. But you can do that on your own. You don't need somebody. It's very And then again at night before you go to sleep, same thing. You just do that, you know, you kind of go in there and play in there and trust and be it.
Oh, I love that. That was so simple, right? The way you explained it. So thank you for that. Is there anything else, Jennifer, that you'd like to share with the audience before we finish this up today?
Yes.
Awesome.
So
Yay.
my mantra that during that dark time of my life was, I am free to be.
I am free to be.
I am free to be, just to totally be. I can do anything, everything that comes up. I'm just free to do it. I don't have any sort of restrictions. And what that by going through that and learning that, what I've really come to and realize and love about each and every human is we are all totally free to be. And it if we each my mission, yes, is that with the kids, like you said at the beginning, but just imagine everybody on the planet self-realized. Everybody is clear. And all you got to do is embark upon that and focus on that, and it clears. The cool thing is it works. And so just, you know, just I love you. I love you. I love you all. And it's so beautiful to be on this planet with everybody.
Wouldn't
Yeah.
that be something?
Yeah. Very happy.
Well, it's certainly possible.
And just,
Certainly
well, just
possible.
imagining that, you start to see it's changing. You start seeing the people around you that's like they'll, you know, inspired conversations happen, or you hear them, and you know, and it starts to like pop all over by being that, which that's how we pop everybody open, just in serving each other through
Oh my
loving
gosh, I love
ourselves.
it. I love it. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been such a great conversation. I love what you're doing. If you need any support, just let me know because I love working with kids as well. And have fun on your journeys and all
Thank
your
you.
travels. That's so exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, we should definitely do things together. I would love to do that. Access
Awesome.
as many kids as possible. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Jennifer, thank you so much for today.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed today's conversation, and as promised, I'd like to give you more details of what you can expect as a member of the Happiness Solved exclusive community. First, you'll have access to a treasure trove of extra podcast episodes. These episodes dive deeper into the topics we discuss, featuring additional expert interviews only found here. But that's not all. As a member, you'll also get access to a series of mindset training sessions. These recordings are tailored to help you understand the how and why your mindset is the most important asset you have, empowering you to achieve your personal and professional goals. And for those of you looking to find a moment of peace in your busy lives, we've got something special: exclusive guided meditations. These sessions are crafted to help you relax, refocus, and recharge. Whether you're a meditation guru or just starting out, there's something here for everyone. Becoming a member is more than just accessing extra content. It's about joining a community of like-minded individuals, all on a journey to live life to its fullest and become the best possible version of you. So how can you join? It's simple. Go to happinesssolved.supercast.com and sign up. Don't miss out on this opportunity to deepen your journey with us. Again, that's happinesssolved.supercast.com. And it will also be in the show notes. I am so grateful you're a part of our Happiness Solved family, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued support. Again, I am so grateful for you, and I hope that you and your family are healthy and safe, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.